views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. That was a wonderful band that we have.
A little long.
The band just did not want to end.
Elvis has entered the building.
There you go.
Welcome back, everybody, to a wonderful week of Angels and Answers
with Sky and Artie. And if anybody wishes to call in this station to get a reading, it's 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. So get us now. Get us while we still last.
Because get us while you can. Ooh.
Because we're running out.
I want to thank everybody in Alberta, Canada, for listening to us. We had some lovely people call and have some really great readings, and we so appreciate that. And we want to give a big shout out to our friends in Alberta. Thank you guys for watching and being such great, great, great listeners. Thank you. And call us. Don't be afraid. We don't bite. And if you want your anonymity, we can keep that too. Right, Artie?
Oh, absolutely. We love Canadians.
Yes, we do. They're great people. I have a lot of friends of mine who actually were almost my in-laws who were on the reservation in the Mi'kmaq reservation.
Where's that?
That's in Canada, but I don't remember exactly where.
Okay.
Lovely, lovely people. Oh, my God. Wonderful people. God bless them.
We'll let you into our country. You let us into yours. Everybody's happy.
Yeah. I had a great time staying on the reservation when I did. It was absolutely phenomenal. We did a lot of ceremony, and, you know, I got to meet my future son-in-law's a family who was absolutely loving and cherishing, and they just accepted us so beautifully, and what a great time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to Canada just a few times, and each time I went there, it was very nice. And I saw that the, Notre Dame?
Oh, yeah.
The Church of Notre Dame? Yes. Or whatever. Yeah, that was very cool.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful area. And, of course, seeing Niagara Falls is like overwhelming. When you first see Niagara Falls, it's so big, so strong and powerful.
Did I tell you the story about when Richie, my husband is afraid of heights. So when we're on the American side and I'm walking over to the edge where they have a fence and a gate and everything, you can't fall over.
Right.
So all of a sudden I'm talking to myself and people are looking at me, and I look by my side and my husband's not there. I see him hugging a telephone, and that is a light post.
Is he Mr. Bojangles?
He's hugging a lamppost, and he won't come near the waterfall or the gate. They have a big, tall gate there that you can see over. Wrought iron.
Yeah, but you want to know something? Reality is,
my God,
in his previous life, he definitely,
I know, for sure,
definitely had to die a bridge being blown up, or he was pushed over the edge of a bridge, or something had to happen for him to be deathly afraid when there's nothing has happened. And that's what happens. There are people who are deathly afraid of whatever, and there was no experience in this lifetime that would cause reason for them to be afraid.
Yes.
And so it is obviously, definitely, a subconscious remembrance of a previous life, of something that happened to them in the previous life. And there was a lady who I did a reading for. I think I told you this way back when. where I opened up the session, and I usually don't do past life regressions. It's not my forte, but occasionally it will come into me. And so I said to the lady right away, as soon as I started reading her, I said, you know, I said, the reason why if you're afraid of the ocean or big boats, I said, you were pushed off a ship. You're on a pirate ship and you were pushed off the plank.
Wow.
And I said, does this make sense to you? She goes, yeah. She goes, I'm deathly afraid of the ocean and large ships. She goes, I don't go on any cruises and I do not like going into the ocean. And I said this to her right away. And I said, this is the reason why. And I said, well, did you almost drown? Did anything? She goes, no, absolutely nothing happened. She goes, but I just always had this phobia since I was a kid. And so right from the get-go, all I kept seeing was pirates around her. Unreal. And then I saw somebody just, you know, standing blindfolded and being pushed off or, you know, mutiny on the Bounty, whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's why, you know.
You know, folks, when you live with a person who has absolutely no reason to have a phobia about something.
That frustrates me. It does. It's very, very frustrating.
And these poor souls have this horrible fear. I mean, not even a fear. It's even more than a fear. It's a gripping fear that they are panicking. It's like a panic. And when you live with somebody like that, and there's no reason that they have this, you have to realize that this is something from a previous life.
Yeah. And, you know, and this is about working through your fears and phobias. And it's interesting because there are people who do allow themselves to go to, I don't know if you want to call them hypnotists or hypnotherapists or whatever you want to call them, but people who allow themselves to go to their past and they go to through a past life regression. And past life regression is when you allow yourself to go into hypnosis. And then if the hypnotist is really good, will help you see things of your past before this lifetime. And you'll start experiencing the experiences, whether it be emotional from abuse, whether it be, you know, from gunfire, whether it be a fire, whether it be with boats or whatever it is. And it allows you to understand why you feel the way you do. And as soon as you get it, all of a sudden the fears go away because it's like, all right, you understand it, you put it to rest, and now I can move on.
Right.
You know, and it's just
it's funny
really
you should say gunshot. I had a past life regression done to me.
Were you the one, when you did a past life, were you the one that went through it, or was there somebody who was explaining it to you of what happened?
No, I was the one who was the sitter. I was the client.
No, I understand that, but when I had a past life regression where a lady went back on my behalf.
Oh, no, I went back. Oh, wait a minute. No, I didn't go back. She went back and told me.
Okay, that's what I was saying.
But I had my doubts.
I had both.
I had my doubts until she said to me, my very last life before I entered this one, I was a man and I was shot through the heart at age 21. So she says, I guarantee you somewhere on your chest, you're going to find some type of something that looks like a bullet hole, but it looks like a birthmark. So not even realizing it, I went home, and now I'm not a spring chicken. I mean, I've had this skin for, you know, 60 years. So I go home and I'm looking and looking, and there I find it. I have a hole right here. Here, I'll show you. Look, see?
Oh, yeah.
See it?
Yeah, yep.
That's a bullet hole. She said it was a small caliber gun, and this could be like the flange.
I definitely believe that you were a guy in your past life because you got a set of balls on you. And for all the stuff that you went through, absolutely.
I had to be a guy. Although, don't get me wrong, guys, I love men, and I'm very feminine. As far as, you know,
everything.
Yeah.
As you far are.
As everything.
Yeah.
I love to dress. I love to put on makeup. I love to look beautiful. I have like fingernails and all that.
I can never understand or, you know, and no, you don't understand what I'm about to say though. People where there's, I don't know if you want to call it a freak of nature, where you have a feminine soul, literally a feminine soul in a male body.
Yes.
Or a male soul in a female body, yes. Just like Bruce Jenner.
Yes.
I mean, there's lots of these people. And
there's so many.
And, you know, God only knows why this happens to them, or like, why is this? Like, I can't even fathom, unless if I'm sure there is I'm sure there is a logical reason why, and that it's just not a freak of nature and there was a mess up or a screw up. There has to be a logical reason.
I think it's for acceptance. I think the time that they're entering this world again from their past life, they were not an accepting person, and they needed to learn firsthand acceptancy.
Acceptance.
Yes, acceptance of others and their differences, because that's just about as different as you can get. Hmm. Now, look, it's really, look at my case.
It could be. No, it could be.
Look at my case. I was a little punk in my other life. I was 21 years old. I get shot. Obviously, I'm not a good kid. And she said I was either a rum runner or some. I was not a good person, okay? I come back, so I must have given my mother a run for the money, and I must have left my mother in such grief that it was ridiculous. And look what happened to me in this life. I lost my son at a young age. So now I can finally understand the reasoning behind why I lost my son, in a way, because I had experienced what I gave. Mm-hmm. That was my life's lesson, if you want to call it that. It was my life's lesson. But before we get more into that, folks, we are going to go to a commercial break.
So stick around. We're going to be right back. Commercial break.
For a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me, why are you still so afraid?
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with its teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe. So
all right, welcome back, everybody. It's Sky and Artie. And if anybody wishes to call in, our number is 800-930-2819. We were talking about before. We were talking about, you know, past lives. And you want to know something? Somebody was asking me the other day. You know, because a lot of people have a hard time conceiving life, accepting life beyond just the physical now. You know, whether it be extraterrestrial, whether it be, you know, is there life after death?
Right.
Were we here once before? You know, are there UFOs? And, you know, I 100% believe...
Oh, there's no question.
This is not our one-shot deal. You know, we've been here many, many times before. We'll be here again. And everything, you know, it's just a continuization, you know? And the funny thing is that a lot of people don't really pay attention to where were you before you were born. And I believe that where you go after when you pass away... You go right back to the same spot or to the same area as where you were before you were born.
I believe that, too. And I also believe that people who are naive to the fact that there is extraterrestrial should just go to the Museum of Natural History or to the Smithsonian and take a look at those hieroglyphics on those cave walls that they brought back. And you can see alien spacecraft. You can see... alien-looking people.
Now, when you say alien-looking people, like this is from where? What is this? What is it, fossils? Like, where is this?
It's actually painted on walls. They have dated it back, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of years, and you see literally drawings of spacecraft.
Oh, wow.
And then you see large men with bubbles, like fish tank or a bubble fish tank around their head.
Uh-huh.
So that you absolutely know that there's no way that that could have been anything but an extraterrestrial.
Because the image and the perception of everything is not that of man.
Correct. So
the way we are.
Yes, and there's also something else. They have been looking for the missing link for how many hundreds of years?
What do you mean the missing link?
The missing link. For when we were...
I heard of missing keys, missing wallet. I never missed a link.
There's a missing link that actually made us go from quadriplegic to bipedal. Okay? In other words, there's a missing link somewhere that actually made us go from being on all fours to being on two feet. And they just said it's not just evolution. There was more than just evolution involved because it happened too quickly. So they're saying that there is a missing link that links us from that period to now we're walking around 50 feet. So, okay, Bri, we're good.
So, yeah, but we're still on the air, Sky.
Oh, I know. They're a wonderful producer.
Okay. So, one of our other topics that we wanted to discuss was about visualization.
Oh,
and that it's very, very important that it's important to have a dream. It's important to go after something that you live for, something that you love, and not just surviving your life. Visualization is very important so that you could get out of your mucky muck as far as your circumstances where you feel stuck in your life and you're just surviving your life. And it's very important to, you know, like I said, go after a dream so that you're not just living your life on a day-to-day basis. That's what's so exciting about life.
Yeah.
When you are going after something you really love or to have a passion. And it's okay if you don't make it to Madison Square Garden or Carnegie Hall or wherever it is that ultimate is. Sometimes it's just, you know, doing your craft on a local level and not necessarily a national or international level, although that's where you and I belong, but that's another story to tell.
Yeah. You know something? Every Sunday evening, and this is the truth, I kind of project my week. And I say to myself, let's see, what do I have to look forward to this week? And I make a list. Well, this is going to happen. It's this one's birthday. This is great. This is what I want to get accomplished. And I see if I can meet my own personal goals. But that really keeps me going because I always have something to look forward to.
So, for people, if you have a checkoff list, because, you know, a lot of people are swamped by tons of responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
And they're so swamped by all these responsibilities in their life that they forget about themselves. So if you were to have a checkoff list, it's almost like creating a checkoff list before you go away on vacation.
Yes.
Don't forget your underwear. Don't forget your toothbrush. Don't forget your, you know, your money, your this, your that. Yeah, your condoms. Very important. Viagra condoms and all other fun stuff like that.
What do they call it? Glow in the dark thunder beat.
There you go. There you go.
I just saw a movie with that. It was hysterical.
Pretty soon we're going to be sending, we're going to be selling videos of Benny Hill. That was my father's favorite.
Oh, that was funny. That back then. You know how I knew about that? I never knew about that, about Lawrence L. Thunderbeat. I was just watching a movie this week. It's called Maid of Honor with Patrick Dempsey. I suggest guys rent it or you look at it or get it. It's so hysterical. And Patrick Dempsey, let's face it, girl. I don't care what he plays in. I'm just happy to stare at him.
See him?
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
It was a great movie, though. It was fun. It was a fun movie.
So that could be one of your dreams, going after a Patrick Dempsey in your life.
Yes.
You know, or going after the mate in your life, or, you know, but again, it's very important for you to have a dream of your own. Or maybe it's not about a personal accomplishment in the sense of I want to become an artist or a painter. Maybe it's about traveling the world.
Yes.
But create a to-do list for yourself for each day or for the week. And so long as you have everything on paper, like there are times when I write things down and I know that I have a lot of things going on, I've started to write things down on paper so that when I knock off a few things, you know, it feels really good when you cross them off and you're accomplishing. And then, you know, you get caught up in life and all of a sudden you're in the mix of doing something and then somebody else will call you while you're doing something. And then you forgot about who you're supposed to call, what you were supposed to do. You get sidetracked and you go right back to that notebook that you, or that piece of paper, you look at it and say, all right, I got to do this and that and this. And I did that a couple of times today with things that I had to do and phone calls I had to make. And it really did. It made my life easy. And
because now you're not worrying about what you forgot.
What I forgot, or with all these obligations and all these little things that you have to do. Exactly, exactly. So when you write it down, and also when people, you know, text me important information, I don't erase the text until I'm finished with taking care of whatever. I don't erase it just because, you know, I don't want to look at it anymore.
Right.
But if it's important and something I have to remember in a conversation or somebody's phone number, I'm going to keep it. You know?
Absolutely.
And I think that's a very smart thing to do.
I love to refer back to my text. I never erase a text. And I feel as though I have a point of reference.
Yeah.
If somebody forgets something, or if they told me they gave me the date and they didn't, at least I can say, no, you did not. I refer back to my texts and the date's not in there. So you messed up, not me.
So, but no, it's very important to, you know, write down things so you don't go crazy. Because a lot of people are so overwhelmed with daily responsibilities. And, you know, and it's difficult to try to keep on top of everything. But again, you know, not just for daily responsibilities or not just for when you're going on a vacation, but it's very, very important for your dreams, and that you don't forget about your dreams. Or maybe after a full day's work or accomplishing a lot of things you have to accomplish, and then all of a sudden, you know, you look at your dream board at the end of the day and you go, oh, yeah, you know, and just to keep your thoughts, you know, and it could be about travel, you know, it could be about your dream house, it could be about that family life you always wanted. And,
you know, a dream board is very, very important for several reasons. A dream board is not only good for what Artie said, but it's also good for your affirmations to bring you exactly what you want immediately or very quickly.
Just to explain, before we go to a break, just to explain really quickly what a dream board is for some people who say, what's a dream board? Hey. A dream board is when you have, say, a board, literally a board, and then you put pictures of your dreams. It could be of an airplane. It could be of Hawaii. It could be of Arizona. It could be of money. It could be, you know, a sexy mate. It could be with kids. But you put pictures or words of affirmations on this board so that when you look at it every day, this is a reminder to yourself that this is what I want and this is what I could have.
And you're putting, every time you see that board, you're saying, thank you, Creator, for already giving this to me. Never ask for it. Just make believe that you actually
have it. Right.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Some people call me the space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and myself, Sky Siegel.
If anybody wishes to join in our conversation or wants a mini reading, call 800-930-2819. And if you want to just listen to us ramble on, that's fine too.
Because we have plenty of rambling.
That's right. You don't have to do a thing. All you have to do is just listen. That's fine.
I think a lot of people are on vacation this week.
August is a big time vacation, you know?
August.
You want to know something? I give those people a lot of credit who have businesses along the ocean or during touristy areas, because the weather has to be perfect, really good for them to make it worthwhile.
Oh, yeah.
And there have definitely been over the past few years where the weather has just been horrendous.
Terrible.
And like people who make a living, you know, for those 4 or 5 months to carry them through the whole year, that's stressful.
That is awful stressful.
I mean, it's great that they're making a ton of money during this time, and I'm really happy for them. And of course they're going to charge, you know, as if you're going to the movie theater, like, you know, $12 for a bag of popcorn. But at the same token, these are people who provide a service.
Right.
You're at a resort where, you know, usually money isn't as much of an object when it's like going to Atlantic City or when you're going to have a good time. You're going to be willing to spend more money. And these people need to make the money during that time. They have to pay their employees, the insurance, and you need to have enough reserve to carry you through the rest of the year.
I agree.
So I really give these people a lot of credit who allow themselves to have a business where it's just very, very seasonal, because it's scary. They're always living on the edge. These are people who live for the rush.
Yeah,
it really is. It's a rush.
Yeah, because you never know what today or tomorrow brings.
Right. And these people, during the busy time, they're working on the average of 16 hours, 18 hours a day.
Oh, at least.
You know, 8 days a week, seven, 8 days a week. And your mind is running. And then all of a sudden, you know, finally, you know, after everyone goes back to school, everyone goes back to, you know, their normal life, all of a sudden things wean off. And now it's time to, you know, count your money and pray like hell you have enough money to carry yourself through.
Yeah, it's hard because the guys on the boardwalk, like Artie said, they have no life during the summer months.
Right.
So, you know, they have to always make sure that they have enough in reserve to carry them through the winter. And then I bet you they go to Florida.
I wouldn't doubt it. Or they go back to Greece or their hometown or whatever it is.
Right. And then don't forget, they don't work just till like 5-6 o'clock. That's when the action begins.
Right.
So they're working till 2-3 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a very grueling business.
Yeah. I don't think that I could do that where you have a business where it's just seasonal, you know.
And it's hard.
Yeah. And with with my other window cleaning, power washing business, granted, we're good for like 9.5 months out of the year, and a half, sometimes 10, if we're lucky, you know, having a power washing business or window cleaning business and gutter cleaning. Thank you. and so, you know, but we,
and he's very good. He also paints decks.
That's right. Stained decks. That's Peeping Tom's window cleaning. Everybody check it out. Peeping Tom window cleaning or windowcleaner.net. All right. So check it out.
He stained my cottage, my gazebo, my deck. It looks brand spanking new.
Yeah, I really am. I'm impressed on how well it
came. You did such a great job.
I wasn't expecting for it to come. The angels must have been helping out.
Well, thanks a lot. it came beautiful.
So for myself, you know, since forever, you know, we keep busy for 9-10 months of the year.
Yeah.
And then those 2 months we could, you know, take a chill pill. And occasionally we'll get a job here and there. But one thing, one business that I remember since I was a kid, and when I say since I was a kid, and I'm in my 50s, so when I say since I was 5 or 6 years old, there was this pizza place, and they're still there up to this day.
Wow.
Called Three Brothers from Italy Pizza. Unbelievable. I love their slices. Their slices is like the size of a pie. One of their slices is like the size. It's huge. And I remember when they only had one pizzeria at the Seaside Boardwalk. And also now there's one in Belmar. But a majority of them are right on Seaside Boardwalk, and they monopolize the Seaside Boardwalk. And there's probably about 6 or 7 pizzerias just of Three Brothers of Italy.
Oh, wow.
All throughout the entire boardwalk. I mean, they monopolize.
And it belongs to them.
And it belongs to them.
Wonderful.
And it really is. It's Three Brothers from Italy. And like I said, so they have to make it, you know, and you're in charge of like all these employees. And then you got to pray like hell that they come back each season.
Right.
Because you never know who you're going to get for the next season.
Yes.
Are they going to be reliable? You know, you have to have good managers to run the place. So it's a lot of stress. So even though you might see these families who do make a killing and make a lot of money, you know, for the restaurant, there's a lot of stress involved.
Oh,
there's a
restaurant, forget it. It's like the hardest business ever.
It is. And I know people who have specifically know somebody who has a restaurant, right at Long Beach Island, and it's a high-end restaurant, and they're always busy during the busy season, but throughout the rest of the year, it's like crickets. It's like, you know, it's like nothing, you know? So, and that's just the way it is, and you accept, and it's a way of life. But like I said, so you are going to pay a little more money. And for the hotels also, have to make
that's
their
right.
money during the times when it's really busy. I mean, unless if you're Hawaii, then you get busy all year round.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
It's funny you should bring that up, because one of my daughters, my middle daughter, is actually this week vacationing at Seaside. My sister-in-law and her and a girlfriend, they took a motel room, and she invited me to come on down, and they're going to be on the boardwalk, and it's beautiful. Point Pleasant Beach in New Jersey on Friday night offers a movie You just bring your beach chairs or your blankets or blow-ups or whatever, and they have a big movie on the beach for kids, and I think they also have one for adults.
Oh, that's great. That's really good. Yeah. And they also have music each certain nights also at the same spot. They have that also at Long Branch.
Yeah.
They have that at Long Branch too. And
I think that's lovely.
I love that stuff. I really do. I love being by the water. I love listening to, I mean, Charity and I, we went, I think it was Friday night, last Friday night. Friday or Saturday night, and we went to McClune's at Long Branch.
I love McClune's.
Right on the water of Long Branch, and they had this excellent band, you know, two-man band. And or no, three. And let me tell you something. The food was great. We're right on the ocean. We're listening to music. I was having an orgasm. It was absolutely phenomenal.
It's a mini vacation.
It is. It really is. It's a mini getaway. And that's why I love New Jersey, because in wintertime you have skiing, and then you have the beaches, and you have Atlantic City if you want, and you're right near New York City. And you really do. You have the best of all beautiful worlds.
That's wonderful. And now we have a few people that are calling in. Thank you. We have a lovely girl from New Jersey. I think it's from Trenton, New Jersey, and her name is Mary. Are you there, Mary?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Sky?
I'm doing great, sweetie. How are you?
Mary, Mary, what you going to?
I like that.
What's up today, sweetie?
When are we going to get you on American Idol?
Oh yeah, right.
He's an American Idol, all right.
Yeah, I'm a legend in my own mind.
I like that. What's up, sweetie? What can we do for you?
Okay, what I would like to ask, I'm considering going through an early retirement right now. This past year or so has been really crazy. A lot of changes been made and different stuff. And I want to see what the both of you feel about that right now, what you see or what you feel.
Go ahead.
I don't think that an early retirement is the way for you to go right now. I think that, first of all, you're too young. And second of all, if you fully retire at this point, you're not going to have enough money to live on. I feel that, although I do feel you are going to take a little bit early retirement, but I don't think you should be focusing on it right now. Maybe in about 2 to 3 years.
As far as early retirement, I feel like you're going to have to at least do a part-time job where you're making just enough money to help make ends meet. But just to go strictly on retirement, it would be too much of a struggle. But if you do decide to go on retirement, then I could see you doing something part-time where, you know, you're bringing in enough money where they're not going to slam dunk you with your benefits. So you make it just under the wire. That, under those circumstances, is the only way that I could see you doing some kind of early retirement. But you got to have something lined up for yourself so you're making some extra money, so where you're working part-time and you're not screwing yourself over.
So you got to really remember to see if you could make some financial changes during that time of retirement so that you can have some financial security. Because that's what the angels are telling me right now, that you need to make some changes. You can't rely, like Artie said, on strictly the benefits, social security,
or whatever you got going on.
You're going to have a plan before you even decide to retire. You need to have a plan. But once you do put that plan in, then I believe that you'll be a little bit more financially secure, and you'll be able to maybe retire from what you're doing now and get something a little different. Because you know what? We may be retiring from what we've been doing for like 30 years, right? But when we go into something different, bingo, it's like a fresh start. So even though you are semi-retired, it's like a fresh start.
And wait, and even if you allowed yourself to maybe get somebody to live with you to help split the expenses, you could interview people.
Well, see, right now, Artie, I don't see that happening because I'm in the process of trying to find a place because, like, I lost my house
Hold
on, Mary. You have to hold on because we have to go to a commercial break now.
Yeah.
All right, so stick around. All right, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers, and we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And we have Mary on the line. We're going to wrap up with Mary. I hope, Mary, that some of your questions were put to rest.
The only reason I questioned about retirement is just the last couple of years I've been having a lot of health issues. I've been trying to get the diabetes under the control, been trying to see what I can do about my legs because I'm having a major problem. I don't know if that's directly related to the sugar. And it's dealing with all the stress and the nonsense with coming into a job. And if you're a few minutes late, they're going to dock you for time and let you go without pay. And it's like I keep leaving earlier and earlier every day, and it seems like I'm getting in later and later because of my issues with trying to get around. And they don't want to make no exception for anybody, no matter what the case is, but yet they do with certain people. And
Mary, it gets very frustrating. Maybe retiring is not the way to go. Maybe you should go on disability. You know what I mean?
Well, it would be a big difference in the paycheck. If I spoke talk with my pension people, and they said I'd be getting $200 more in net pay in my check for the month than I'm getting right now.
Put it this way, is it worth your health and well-being?
And with disability, it would be a bigger cut, and it would be way lower.
And these are your choices, Mayor.
Yeah.
It's your life circumstances.
Yeah, you just have to roll with the punches.
You know, and you just got to keep on talking to people who know how to play the system. And when I say play the system, I don't mean it in a negative way. Who knows just how the system works so that you can get the best care that you can possibly get. But, you know, whining and complaining about it, I mean, it's unfortunate that life has put you under these hard circumstances, but self-pity is not going to do you good. You just have to put
yourself in the closet. Oh, it's not even self-pity, Artie. It's just not being do the things that I used to do, and I'm trying like heck. And I have people here that don't want to even bend and 1% for me for nothing.
So what I'm saying is that the system's not working for you, so now you have to clearly make decisions that are going to put you in a better position. And this is where all your energy should go into, not surviving your situation and complaining about it, which you have every right to complain about it. However, the situation of how you're playing your game and how you're playing your cards, right, you're putting yourself in a losing situation. So therefore, the only thing you could do is to talk to people who know, again, I'm sorry for saying this, who knows how to play the system so that it could be more in your advantage. But you got to check out, you know, other funds or other situations, other groups that know how to deal with the government situation,
you know,
so that you're not caught.
I see you in an internet home business. You should look into that. Some type of an internet, maybe a mail order type of business. So that you can.
Waffle tray. I don't have a computer at home right now.
What?
I don't have a computer at home right now. I don't even have a TV set. I lost a lot of things with, you know,
you need
the house
to go
and
for
everything
assistance.
When the guy damaged it.
You know something?
You gotta get yourself back on track.
You have to get ask for anybody for any help whatsoever, or save your pennies for a computer. A computer is a necessity in life, especially for what you're doing, because it's information to the world.
Right.
All right. And without a computer, you were literally setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
So you could have all the complaints that you want, and I'll say, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right. But all I'm going to say is, now what are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? You
That's
have
what
to
I'd
talk
like to know, because I'm not certain where to begin.
Well, you know what? You should buy a book. There's a book in Barnes & Noble for people who want to start internet businesses, and it gives you a complete selection of all the types of businesses they offer on computer. So you have to make the first step. This is a cruel world, Mary, and I hate to say it, but if you don't take care of yourself, nobody's going to take care of you for you.
Go to women support groups. Go to women support groups, like even for battered women, even though you're not battered, but emotionally with the system you are. But go to women support groups where maybe at least they could lead you to an organization that could help you out. And right now we have to go to another caller.
Thanks for calling, Mary, and good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. We have a nice young lady by the name of Ashley from Dearborn, Michigan. Ashley, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Thank you very much for waiting, sweetheart. We appreciate that. What can we do for you, dear?
I finally met someone that I am very interested in, even though he is older than me. And we did have one very nice conversation, but it's been a week and he hasn't called.
Okay, let me see. Hold on. Honestly, I feel as though this man is married. You better be careful.
Well, he said he wasn't.
What?
He said he wasn't married, and he said he had no kids.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but what does his wife say?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think this is the right man for you, I'm sorry to say. Even though he's got money, I feel he's got money, and he's got influence, and probably a very stable position in life at this point. I feel as though he's not quite. I mean, if you're willing to settle for having a more opulent life, or if you really want to fall in love for love, I don't think this guy is going to be the one for the love.
You're going to see he's only able to offer you so much, and that's
right.
It.
I don't think you're going to have a regular, you know, life. I mean, I do feel he's married. I really do.
Or he has a very, very strong commitment to someone else. If it's not marriage, there's a very strong commitment there.
Yeah. See, the spirit world doesn't differentiate between a strong commitment to another human being
and marriage.
Or marriage. They don't care about that little piece of paper. So when I
say marriage, his business?
I know that he's committed to somebody else in a very deep way. So you better watch yourself.
Yeah, the angels are clearly saying, as I'm drawing the cards, is that, you know, it's about coming to an acceptance for what it is. And you don't have to listen to us. You know, you're asking us for our spiritual guidance, or what we believe or what we feel, because this is what we're getting. Or, you know, because I've given people advice and they went against what I suggested, and they're allowed to, and you're allowed to.
Absolutely.
And they experience whatever they experience. And a lot of times I hear, Artie, I wish I listened, or you were right. And then, you know, but your ego, you want what you want.
Right.
You know, so it's a matter of just allowing yourself to accept it for what it is and to allow yourself to be with somebody who is emotionally available to you through and through, where you're not playing head games. If anyone's playing head games with you, that's definitely not the one.
You know what? I see another man that you're involved with. Am I correct?
No, there's no one.
He's coming because I see another man younger that is either like right around the corner that you're going to be connected with, or you might have been with him and then like maybe shoved him away or you broke up or something happened. And I don't feel like it was too long ago. And I'm kind of sure that you know this guy already. I'm really sure that you know this guy already. And I kind of think did have some dealings with him. What?
Was it last summer? Is he Indian? Like Native American?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
There's also a person who I see, whether it be this person or not, but I'm seeing you with a person who has poker straight hair.
Yeah, he's Native.
He has poker straight brown hair. It's funny because I keep on seeing the top of Moe's head from like from the Three Stooges.
But it's not real jet black either.
No.
It's lighter, light hair, not like my hair. My hair is jet black, but it's also very straight and long. But I see this guy having like a lighter color brown, like not black. Also, I know that you know him and you've had dealings with him before. And I feel as though you didn't give him a fair shake.
Because I found out he was doing drugs and he can drink a whole case of beer in one night. That's not for me.
Well, that's okay. That's, you know, did he stop since then? Have you, you know, found out?
I haven't been in contact.
Huh?
No, I haven't. I have not been in contact with him since last summer.
Okay. Well, this man that I'm seeing, he is a Native man, but I'm not feeling drugs and alcohol. I'm really not. I'm not feeling that he was a bad guy. I'm feeling that he's a really nice person.
He was.
You want to know something? It's really interesting. You're going to be meeting a fella, and I'm seeing somebody else. I'm seeing somebody else. And you're going to be meeting him between 5 and 8 p.m. at the time of the evening as when you're meeting him. So whether you're out at a social event outdoors, whether you're at a restaurant, but it's around between 5 and 8 p.m. And I'm seeing like the sun going down right at the time that you happen to be mingling with him or knowing him. And he has at least two boys because I hear him mentioning about his sons. And actually the two of you are going to have a lot in common and you're going to feel very comfortable. You're going to enjoy his smile and you're going to say, you know what? You're different than everybody else I ever met. And I see him just laughing about that. And he's basically going to say, well, you know, I am who I am. And but he jokes around a lot and he takes life very lightheartedly.
Yes, nice, sir.
And you know, and he's very pleasant to be with, but I am very strongly seeing you meeting him between 5 and 8 p.m. And believe it or not, he's around, believe it or not, it's something to do with like an Oriental restaurant. Or he is Oriental, but there's something about
Native.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I see what you're seeing. I don't see.
Now I'm telling you what I'm seeing. Sky sees what she sees. I see what I see, and a lot of times we connect.
Yeah.
But with this other fella, I am seeing. Believe it or not, I'm almost positive he's like an Oriental. Either that, or you're meeting him at an Oriental place.
Do I know this one?
I don't feel like you've met this fella yet, the one I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right. But
in any event, the one that you're with.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just feel that you know this guy already, and it's okay. You might have just bumped into him or met him through an acquaintance and never even gave him a second look. That's very possible, too. I just feel that there is some kind of a eye contact relation that you knew him from someplace.
And what you like about this guy, like I said, the fellow who I'm seeing is somebody who's very lighthearted and he laughs a lot and, you know.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, right now we have to wrap up. Our producer says we got to wrap up, so we're past our time. So, all right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.